Were you showing bulge on Maine?
Damn it.
You guys saw my photos? What is up, everybody? You have just tuned into the Tether Radio podcast, the only podcast keeping you from spiraling out into the infinite abyss. I'm your host, Daniel, and I am joined, as always, by Allie and Larry.
Hey!
You know, I wonder if whenever people call...
This has been stream of consciousness with Larry.
Whenever people, you know, you get the voicemails, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are they in different accents in Europe? Like, in England?
Wait, okay, you're going to have to, like, elaborate.
So would it be an English accent that greets you as a voicemail?
Yeah, because don't you do, like, a personalized one?
You just mean, like, the default, like, Verizon customer you have reached.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I would think. Okay. But that's a good question.
It's like people on TikTok that use the voiceover thing. Yeah. Like, if they're in, like, a different country, it's the different accent.
Well.
Good talk.
Yeah, that was my introduction.
Great.
Well, this was episode 154 of the Tether Radio podcast. Thank you for tuning in.
See you next week.
So what's good with you guys?
I restarted The Expanse, and I can't help it myself. But
did you know it's a book?
Yes.
Wait, time out.
I'm sorry, it's 9 books.
Because so I'm not going to lie. We are obviously making our way, Megan and I, making our way through The Expanse, and we are in season 4, and I'm not going to lie, there was a big, big change in the feel of the show between season 3 and 4.
Yeah, but I don't know why.
So, okay, I'm going to get
just
really
like
superficial.
Are you at the ring yet?
So, it was already discovered that those are like...
The portal. Okay.
Correct. One of my biggest issues, and I don't know why, but it is Naomi's hair. I fucking loved it in the first 3 seasons, and I hate that she shaved her fucking hair.
Yeah, she had the side buzz with
curly like poof and like, and it was like,
okay,
it looked
having
good.
Having side buzzed my head before, it's so cool.
Like, it looks great.
Oh, you want that again?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were saying that's what she did. And I was like,
she likes it. No. Literally, she cut it all off
to grow that out, like, good luck. You basically need to buzz it or cut it really short or, like, let the one side grow a little and then pixie it all over.
Yeah.
It takes a while, though, because that...
It's a pain.
Because if it's curly and it's that long, as poofy as hers was, it'll probably take, like, a year.
That's what I would think, man, because, I mean, like, she had some, like... She had some volume going, man. Yeah. But it looked good, and it was awesome. And then I was like, oh, what? Come on. Come on, man. Anyway, sorry.
Come on, man.
But that, and then it kind of got a little silly at the beginning of season 4, but it got, in my opinion, it got better. Megan is, I think, still fence riding.
Yeah.
So, but I think it's a pretty damn good show. So
That's been my week. I don't know what else.
I think everybody loves it.
Yeah.
I am in this really good spot again with reading where like I really like the stuff that what am I reading right now? I'm reading this like I don't know just like regular ass like mainstream fiction book, and I really like it. And I've like I'm overwhelmed with how many good things I have lined up to read, which is the best feeling. Like I want to read these 20 books next. And I'm like, that's not how that works.
Wait, are you a book hipster?
Huh?
Are you a book hipster? Like, you don't read mainstream books?
No, I do read a lot of mainstream books. So just, like I do, like, Book of the Month and stuff, like, which is super mainstream. And, like, I usually like the stuff that, like, Reese Witherspoon picks for her book club thing. But, but I don't know. This one is just, like, it's like a, I don't know, like, almost a romance, sort of. And I'm like, that's not my thing, but I do really like it.
I mean, shit, dude. It's really funny because I feel like when I sprinkle in stuff that I'm not normally into, I'm way more into it.
It's almost just like having a different flavor is a change.
Yeah, seriously. Because, I mean, like, Megan was talking about watching, like, fucking, like, Notting Hill or something like that. Not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
And yes, I use that reference specifically because Hugh Grant.
Just going off the title, I imagine it's like a hill that you go on to get head as a teenager.
No, it's not nodding. It's notting.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
I saw Notting Hill at the drive-in. I don't know. Like, I was in high school, maybe.
Yeah.
And because of the British accents and the, like, speaker, no idea what anything said in the whole thing. Yeah, Not a clue.
I thought you were going to be like honestly, because of the British accents, I was just, like, ready to be had by a British man.
If I'm watching a TV show or a movie or something at home that's British or Australian or Irish or Scottish or something.
Yeah. Captions.
I have to do the captions because I'm like,
yeah.
What did they say? I can't.
Did you know those captions are written by the same device that they use in court? The what's it called?
Stenographer.
Those things are fucking cool.
Yeah.
Those things are so interesting.
We need to do, because I know nothing about stenographers.
Add that to my list.
We should do something on stenography, I guess.
It's really cool.
Because, I mean, it's basically shorthand, right?
Yeah. So, like, I watched some videos on it. It's like a totally different kind of keyboard.
Yeah.
Where basically, like, any of these keys, it's almost like T9. Like
combination of.
Yeah. It's almost like T9.
That's weird.
But instead of having to press, like, the 7-4 times to get to the S, you just press it once, and it knows based on what combination you're doing that probably it's an S.
There's a kicker, though, because only the stenographer that read it can translate it, because each stenographer has their own way
of translating. Really?
Like handwriting or something, kind of.
Huh. Yeah. That's kind of cool.
It's really cool.
Yeah. Interesting.
So,
Okay. Well, rock and roll.
By the way, is anyone keeping a list of things that you say that we should cover that at one point in time?
Yeah, I have a list.
Okay. No, I'm telling you.
And then, like, I just, like, don't get around to them, but I mean to. I say
something, and then Allie's like, we should cover that. And then I see her pecking on the keyboard, I hope she's taking notes, because I'm not.
I've got ones that are things that are my own that I keep meaning to get to that I haven't, like sovereign citizens. I've been meaning to cover that for months.
We could
have a whole untether on that. That's a group project. We're all writing one.
Okay. I'm down.
But, I mean, I've got I'll throw the list in the drive so we all have the list.
Sorry,
I hoard notes.
this is the thing. We need someone that is a good note taker.
Yes.
I'm not a good note taker because I take it. I'm starting to take it.
And then you don't know what it means later?
Well, I either don't know or I stop because I have another thought. And then I start speaking. And then I can't come back to the previous note because I don't know what the fuck I was talking about.
My boss at my last job used to get mad at the notes that I would put on entries in QuickBooks. She'd be like, this is too many words. This is too many words. So, like, she would take off all the words and just put, like, mail.
Yeah.
And then, like, 6 months later, she'd be like, what was this for? And I'm like, fuck if I know. You made me take my notes off.
Yeah.
Mail, apparently.
Yeah. I don't know. My guess is.
Could have been envelopes. Could have been stamps. Could have been mileage to the post office and back. Could have been a lot of shit, Carol. Her name really was Carol.
I mean, is that really that surprising?
No. But previously,
yes,
an old boss of mine, if we would have like a meeting that was kind of casual, but we had good ideas, she would just be like, scribe! And I'd be like, I got it.
Scribe, that's awesome. Oh my God. All right. Well, I was trying to think of, like, if there was anything. Oh, well.
Heard you took a trip.
Yes. Megan and I went to Asheville for basically anniversary/Father's Day, because we're not doing a hell of a lot for Father's Day. So anyway, we went up to Asheville and we were like, all right, mom and dad, my parents are taking care of Finn. Mm-hmm. We're going to fucking do it up, like, hardcore as we can.
Oh, shit. I had a slate column pulled up too. And I was like, Daniel,
I was hoping you would stop it. Fuck. We are going to fuck.
Literally, all we did was rent a hotel room and we banged for as long as we could.
Sorry. One of the comments this week are just audio recordings from our trip.
Sorry, Megan. Okay.
I know. Megan's like, don't talk that much about it. The first of all, Sierra Nevada is fucking awesome.
I have They're not like, been.
Dude, first of all, duck confit fries.
These were next level.
They put cheese, a little bit of cheese, and then they did a drizzle of an, like, aioli and a raspberry puree. And I was like, what's this, like, purple shit? Like, And then I tasted it and I was like, raspberry on what? Ugh. Dude, the combination was fucking orgasmic.
It's just like, one of those where you're like, what are they doing? And you eat it and you're like, no, they were right. They were right.
Oh, dude, it was amazing. Yeah. It was great. Disappointed a little bit because their session that was called their session IPA that was called like Summer Break or something. Yeah, yeah. They didn't have any. Aww. And I was like, fucking A, man. Like,
well, it's everywhere here though.
I feel like you're a Yelp reviewer that does a pros and cons on the review.
Okay. Are you not supposed to do pros and cons on a review?
No, it's either positive or negative, man. Pick one.
Really?
I don't know.
Is that a... well, so this is really funny because I feel like we're like mildly arguing about not doing reviews because neither of us fucking do reviews.
I think I am going to tell you that I love something or I'm going to tell you why it can fuck off to hell.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And you are like, I mostly love this, but also...
Well, so, okay.
And I think that's just you are.
If I have to choose, it was a positive experience.
Sure.
They were really nice. The wait staff was super nice. The food was really good. Couple hitches in the get along because like I said, they didn't have a beer that I wanted to try and whatever. But overall, would completely and utterly recommend. But if you want to go up there, make reservations because they work on reservations.
Tourist season, man.
Yeah. So this was at 11:30 a.m.
Oh, shit.
So we started our day at 11:30.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So we cruised over to the hotel after that. And
fell asleep for the rest of the trip.
Yeah, right. So we stayed at a loft like downtown.
Yeah. It's that's like supposed to be really cool.
Close to everything.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so being that my sister-in-law is an absolute dear, she works for Marriott. Mm-hmm. And she hooked it up. We got our room and parking for that night for $74 out
there. Damn.
Hell yeah.
Now, granted, we did go on a Sunday, but fuck it. Still, $74?
Because the loft is
cool. Send me your sister.
Right? Yeah.
Sister-in-law. Mary, Larry. But anyway, so we ended up going to the Funkatorium, which was absolutely amazing.
So good.
But it was also a little, I don't know, the beer was too craft for me, I guess.
What?
Well, like, it was just like, oh, well, what you're going to sense?
Like
It's like going to a vineyard and...
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
No, man, I just want a crispy boy.
I'm just here to fuck and get fucked up.
I'm looking to get fucked up and fucked. and I'm only getting fucked up at this place.
And it's like, damn!
No, but it was... everything that I tasted was I'm not going to say everything. The apricot one was way too fucking off the wall, but
love apricot.
Yeah, is it apricot?
It's whatever you want it to be.
Okay, cool. potato, yeah. All that jazz. My choice from there was called Red Angel, and it was maybe a raspberry that was aged in like a red wine barrel.
They've
or something.
They've got like a series of angels.
Yeah,
like,
the red angel was awesome. I also had the black angel.
Yeah.
Okay. Was the apricot one fruity or was it sour?
It was like sour to the point of like
hurt your jaw.
Yeah. Okay. And, but not only that is it was like it was so sour that I didn't taste whole lot other than it being sour.
Why make it a sour? Why not make it a fruit beer?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I guess for them it was the Funkatorium, and that's
really hard, like heavy flavors. Yeah, like, there's not anything there that's like a session light ale.
I'm waiting for someone to make a beer that tastes like fucking red Kool-Aid.
That's out there.
It's called Mad Dog 2020.
Nope, never again.
There's a place in Largo, Florida, which is this big and right outside Tampa, and where Mom's place is. And there's a beer place there called Arcane, and they make. Ooh. A lot of
I feel like
really
I've heard of them.
Probably because I've sent you pictures and been like I love this place, but they make a lot of really good like sours, but they're like light.
Yeah.
So they make like they would absolutely have a Kool-Aid flavor or something. They had one when like Ghostbusters re-released that they called Ectoplasm that was like neon bright green.
Oh, that's awesome!
It was like if Surge was a beer.
Dude, do you remember the? Speaking of Ectoplasm and Ghostbusters, I think they did. I think it was a toothpaste maybe or something, or maybe it was just like...
I thought we were still talking beer, and I was like, no!
Oh, no, I'm talking about the ectoplasm stuff. Then it was like fluorescent green, and I was just like, this is amazing as a child.
Is there a difference between ectoplasm in like horror movies and ectoplasm in some like a Ghostbusters movie? Because
I think ectoplasm is specifically
it's like ghost, it's supposed to be black, ghost jizz. No, just kidding. I think it's just, it's like... Like ghost particle ish kind of stuff, right?
Because I saw, I watched the movie.
Supposed to be slimy, right?
I watched the movie, the new Conjuring movie.
Huh?
Oh, wait.
Don't spoil anything because we're going to. I'm not going to spoil it. Okay.
It sucked. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, did it really? Like, honest.
No. It's like.
Was that right?
It was not as good as the other ones.
Okay.
But they still had the jump scares, and I think it was not as, for me, it wasn't as good because it's more of they play more detective.
Like investigator kind of shit. Mm-hmm.
Than like, you know, actual demon possession. Okay. Well, I mean, it's. You'll get to
for
that.
Sure.
You're,
okay,
I'm a horrible movie reviewer.
No, you're good. You're good. Also, I don't want to derail you.
I would like to recommend not googling ectoplasm because all the results are like people being exercised and shit. Well, no, thank you.
What I was getting at is in that movie, in every show that I've watched, it's like a supernatural type show.
Yeah,
including Supernatural. Ectoplasm has been like a gooey black.
Huh. So I always think of it as being more clear but slimy.
I just think of plasma as being that.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. Also, I only thought ectoplasm was the Ghostbusters green stuff. And it's not.
No, it's a thing.
Learned that today.
Yeah.
The more you know.
The more you know.
There you go.
There you go. All right.
So I will wrap this up really quickly. We went to Burial, had a couple beers there.
Burial still talking about
it. It was good. Then we, I was trying to think of where else we went. Oh, we went to buy my dad some, you know, the Pepper Palace. Have you heard of the Pepper Palace?
Yes, there used to be one. There's one in like the island of Pigeon Forge. Oh, there's one up there.
Yeah, they only sell pepper.
So it's hot sauces.
It's hot sauces. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I went in there because my dad absolutely loves hot sauce. And so we went in there and I was like, oh, yeah, let's do this. So I tasted a bunch. Literally sobered up in there.
Yeah.
And I was like, Megan, I need another beer because I'm sober now.
Yeah.
So I went and pounded
also,
a Guinness.
Yes,
seriously. No, that was later. No. So I went over to try to get a Murphy's Stout, which they don't distribute. I don't even know where Murphy's is made, but Asheville is basically the only place that I know that they have it.
That's made in Murfreesboro, duh.
Yeah, right.
Folks.
But no. So went in an Irish pub and they didn't have it. And I was like, all right, fuck this. Just give me a Guinness. So I like pounded a Guinness and then we went back to the hotel. We were literally in bed going to sleep at 9 p.m.
Yeah, sounds about like you. Yeah.
At 11:30,
dude. If you start drinking at 11:30 on a beercation, yeah.
In my defense, Megan was like, I kind of wish that we would have brought somebody else with us that they could stay out later with you. I just need to go to bed,
dude. I am a marathon drinker.
Oh, Larry, no offense, but I don't want to go out with you because, no, I will end up staying out till like 2 a.m. on TikTok until 6 and like, dude, it will be just like a night that I...
It'll be a hangover movie.
It's the best time I'll never want to have again.
I'm telling you, the trick to especially out of like places that you want to have a lot of different beers and stay out a lot... is snacks. Like, just keep ordering, like, split entrees or something throughout the day. Like, split appetizers. Like, just keep getting snacks. Drink a fuck ton of water.
Yeah.
Drink more water than you think you need because you're drinking heavy beers.
Yeah, we did really good on the water. Literally woke up the next day were, like, great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But then the only regret we had was, wish we would have stayed out a little bit later. Yeah. So, but hell, we fell asleep to, I wish we'd, or no, not I wish. I know what you did last summer too. So it was a successful getaway. So
good.
I wanted to read one real quick thing as an intro thing that I've got a note for. Just because I thought this was kind of funny.
Yeah.
I was going to go down the rabbit hole of California woman sues Red Lobster for, quote, deceptive advertising of, quote, sustainable Maine lobster.
What?
First of all, if you're going to Red Lobster thinking that you're eating sustainable food, it's not going to sustain your life, nor is it going to sustain, like, nature.
No, so. No.
But this was what I was like, this is amazing. Just, I love Reddit. So the number one upvoted comment: since everyone here is talking about the biscuits, as someone who used to work for Red Lobster in their corporate office, I can tell you that the box mix is exactly what you get served at the restaurants.
Yes.
They bought the box mix and it's incredible.
They, according to this, what most people get wrong, however, is that you need to use water that is just short of frozen to make them. Ooh. We would literally get the water so there was a small layer of ice at the top, and that's the main difference.
So
between,
like, 34 degrees.
Right? But I just thought that was interesting, and for all the cooks out there that make... and one other thing, somebody further down in the comments was like, this is what you need to do. Make the mix, throw it in a waffle griddle.
Ooh.
Everything is better waffled.
Right? It is.
Like, the cinnamon rolls out of the tube.
Oh my God.
That
sounds incredible.
You'll never go back.
Yeah.
You'll never do it the other way.
My God.
You'll need a wheelchair afterwards.
Waffle rolls.
Also, I keep meaning to do tater tots in a waffle iron because I've seen results and it looks great.
I
tried to do hash browns in a waffle iron and
you made a mess.
Somehow fucked it up. Sure. And yeah, it was an absolute mess.
Sure,
so.
Sure.
But anywho, that's about all I got for intro stuff now that we've gone a half hour. But how are we gonna kick off episode 154?
Pornhub.
Oh, did you ask for... I thought you did. Oh my God. Yeah. And just tell me exactly what I need to do.
It's the explosion at the end for me.
It is, right? Thank you. That was, a little creative liberty on
that. Very good.
I'm not going to name who this is.
Because it's me.
Yeah, right. I'm not going to say who the user's name or the user... user's name, damn. Mm-hmm. But I want you guys to guess. I'm sure that probably neither of you guys probably don't like watch, or you did you watch any cartoons in a previous life kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Cartoon Network is your hint.
Yeah.
That is a nice ass, but I know this is another one of your tricks, Aku. You will never distract me from my quest of returning to the past and ending you.
I don't know.
You got anything? Nothing?
Yeah, think of who Aku was.
That was Samurai Jack.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, that was. I'm interested to know if any listeners actually got that one. So, so this was one of my favorite ones, though. So the video's name or title is Huge Facial Compilation. Vince Hyland that brought in 261 upvotes. My favorite part is when he came on her face.
Yeah, it's a facial compilation.
My man made it 14 seconds into the video and thought the video was over.
He was like, man, you know, it's really funny. There just wasn't a whole lot of, like, diversity in the
wish there'd been more plot in this compilation of cum shots.
Yeah.
Put that in my grave.
Put that on. Oh, that's amazing.
Oh my God.
All right. So, and to wrap up Pornhub comments, mm-hmm. Immersed came at us with and you can interpret that as much or as you'd like. This totally happened to me. Not the part where he gets knocked out or fucks two skinny bitches, but I wore a blue shirt once.
What? What kind of violent porn are they watching?
I don't know.
Wow.
But I'm not going to lie. That's actually a really good point.
Like Fight Club with porn?
Fight porn.
I am once again asking for the sauce.
Okay, Kyle.
Oh, my God. Well, I apologize, but this has been porn. I apologize for nothing. All right. Who is... Man, I just, like, honestly.
Oh, please. Because we gotta.
Yes. See, Allie's even having some fun with that.
What did
one,
she so. Say? Call me a whore.
Call me a whore and I'll gush some more.
Wow.
Yeah, we're classy. Keeping it classy.
We definitely keep it G-rated here.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Bring your family, your grandparents, your kids. Doesn't matter.
Bring your pappy.
Your pappy.
So I've got a Florida man story.
Please.
So. I feel like we need a bingo card, and like the middle, the middle free space is just Florida man story.
Yeah, right.
A Florida man is on trial for a double homicide, and he is being his own lawyer. Good luck.
That's going to work out great.
It makes sense.
It always works
totally
out.
Totally makes sense. Yeah.
Especially when you're unfucking hinged. So, mm-hmm. He cross-examined his own 11-year-old son, who he said to his son, "Did I hurt you that night?" And the kid said, yes. He was 8 at the time of the incident.
Okay.
He said, how did I hurt you? And his son replied, you stabbed me. Your kid is 11.
The judge is like, do we really have to keep going? Like
where
going?
Do you think this is going
to... Yeah.
So,
jeez. What?
He just kept saying that, like... the prosecution's evidence was some of the most vicious, lying, fabricating, fictitious government you ever seen.
I wonder who he voted for.
It's hard to say, really.
Yeah.
So, he allegedly murdered his...
I think he wrote somebody in. He probably wrote himself in. Hell, he's like, I
can do better than these fools.
So, he allegedly murdered his girlfriend and their disabled 9-year-old daughter... Then he stabbed his then 8-year-old son before he set the family's Tampa home on fire.
And dad of the year goes to...
This guy. So,
jeez, dude. What?
He was like, I look alone, but I am backed by a mighty God.
Yeah.
Again, good luck.
Oh, my God.
So prosecutors said they would prove that he shot his girlfriend before then beating her to death.
What?
Huh?
What?
So he beat her? What?
No, hold he on. Shot her, then he beat her.
So she died of the beating and not the gunshots?
That's...
I feel like the gunshot contributed, probably. Who's to say?
Well, time out. Are we talking correlation or causation?
Oh, my God. No, so he also... His 9-year-old daughter had cerebral palsy and was nonverbal.
Oh, my God.
He killed her with a hatchet. Then he stabbed his then 8-year-old son.
And you guys don't believe in the death penalty?
I never said I didn't believe in the death penalty.
Okay.
Florida has it, and if convicted, he could face it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This seems like an open and shut case.
So the kid...
Can we just, like, put people on rafts and, like, push him out to, the ocean? It's like, no, but, I mean, away. Like, we're not killing him.
Yeah. He's just on his own.
If he yeah, survives,
yeah,
he survives.
I mean, good luck. No, we sent him with a small bag of Funyuns.
Do not disavow Funyuns in this way. How dare.
So we went to Costco the other day,
yeah.
And Finn is like, stop. And I'm like, whoa, what's the matter? And he goes... What are those? And he points to this, like, fucking, obviously we're in Costco. It is a feed sack. Yeah. Like, Funyuns. And I was like, those are Funyuns, my man. And those are dangerous.
So, the kid, I read a couple stories on this. The other story said that he, like, stabbed the son and then, like, doused him in gasoline and then set the house on fire. I think. I might be.
Holy.
Right? Your son? Your own kid? I don't know. So,
yeah.
So That kid.
I kind of know. He kind of knows at least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what?
And I have cats and I wouldn't set them on fire.
Yeah.
God damn. Okay, so prosecutor said the surviving son ran out of the burning house and described what happened. He called 911. No, I'm sorry. The girlfriend who died called 911. The boy came running out of the house and said, "My daddy killed my mommy." I'm like, God.
That is, God. Yeah, that's fucking terrible.
The evidence is going to show that I love my children. Sure. Will it?
Sure.
You killed one of them and you tried to kill the other.
I'm not going to lie. That evidence is flint. You sound like a flim-flam man.
he's telling the jury that cops fabricated the evidence and coached his son to lie.
Okay, yeah, that tracks.
God.
No, I think normally... Okay. Here we go. I don't know... Your son is obviously older than my son.
Yes.
If I was a piece of shit to him...
He would tell me.
He's going to rat you out.
He's going to rat me out, 100%. Yeah. And like, yeah, that is just like... that is absolutely wild, dude. It's
awful, man.
It's fucking terrible.
I'm like, I'm sorry I covered that one. Like, shit.
Well, I have something lighter if you're done.
Good, yeah, yes, please.
Levity, there's not a lot levity is to key.
That one. That was about it.
TikTok has done it again.
Ooh.
Yeah. Love so TikTok. I'm going to start this out by asking both of you. If you had to catch your significant other cheating on you, what is the best revenge that you would get on them?
I would say the best revenge, I would probably like, since she has like a lot of
makeup.
No. I have a story about that one, but I would say like walking in on like a Zoom call and like dropping something in the floor, walking in naked and dropping something in the floor and just like straight up
spreading it
and just like showing them my balloon knot kind of thing. You're like, that's what's up.
God, I have heard that living well is the best revenge. So I might just do that.
Just move on. Okay. Yep. All right. Well, a woman exposes cheating ex with engraved necklace to open in front of his family.
I do like a public humiliation.
Man. Well, since I don't talk to my wife's family, yeah, that would be difficult. So.
A heartbroken girlfriend came up with a genius plan to expose her boyfriend in front of his family with a necklace that has the names of the woman he cheated on her with.
Women, plural?
Women, yes.
Yes.
So this came about because...
I'm feeling like she's karaoke-ing Mambo Number 5, but with bitches that he's fucked. So she's be like, Erica, in my life. Like, or whatever. Like, you know what I'm
so talking he, about. She, who cheated on who?
The guy.
Yeah, the guy cheated, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so... She opens the necklace?
No, he opens
it.
She has it engraved for him.
Oh, okay. So he opens the necklace and... You might have wondered how I got in this situation.
Turns out I've been fucking a lot of bitches.
So, turns out being supremely... Or having a being an absolute piece of shit. How about that?
Turns out, even though they were in different area codes, these hoes found out about each other.
So, there's this jeweler named Liv Portillo, I'm assuming.
Easy for you to say.
Owner of DBL Jewelry. She regularly shares videos of her packing orders on her TikTok.
Oh, that's a big TikTok thing.
Yeah. Where she, you know, amazes a following of more than 1.8 million people, whatever. Yeah,
okay.
We get it. You're TikTok famous. All right.
So you TikTok.
This article says, but one woman's request for a custom-made necklace was different from the rest. The heartbroken woman placed an order for the necklace engraved with the names of the women her boyfriend has cheated on her with as an anniversary gift.
So I do have to say that, like, I mean, taking it that far, and it's, you just said it was a boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
And maybe I missed this, but like, have they said like how long they were together or anything?
I think it was like 6 years.
Okay.
Because,
which is a fucking long time. So,
in the video, she revealed her message, okay, right? Her notes as to what she wanted engraved.
Yeah.
And it said, my boyfriend cheated on me and I'm sending him a necklace with all the girls' names on them, which include Ashley, Genesis, and Karen.
All right. Oh. Genesis was a stripper. Period.
Or her dad was an 80s music fan.
Change my mind. Or her, I'm sorry, or her dad was fucking Phil Collins.
Thank you. Dude,
well, in the video that has been viewed for more than 3.6 million times, the business owner explains in a voiceover that the woman wanted to engrave the necklace with three names and then the couple's anniversary date of June 21st, 2015.
Ooh.
Along with the comment, Liv showed the order request, which reads, he cheated on me with three girls, so here's the anniversary. He doesn't know yet, you know?
God.
So, obviously, the jeweler filmed everything.
Yeah.
That's going to generate a lot of followers.
Yeah.
So, the comments started pouring in.
Oh, my God. Right?
One viewer said, laugh my ass off. Please, girls. Girls are petty, and I love it.
I feel like people are misusing the word petty. Like, petty is like a catchphrase right now, and it's wrong.
This is deserved.
This ain't petty.
This is not petty, in my opinion.
Another one joked, I would go to jail if my boyfriend of 6 to 7 years cheated on me with a damn Karen.
This is one person said in all caps, if she doesn't record it.
So yeah, man, it's great. So like the front of the bracelet has the anniversary date, and then the back of it has the name of all the girls. I would fucking just jump off a cliff.
Yep.
I don't even. Well, man, I can't even imagine. I legitimately cannot even imagine. Like,
I love hearing shit like this.
Well, it's great.
I live when I'm distanced from it. Like, when I'm not involved, I'm like, tell me more about this bullshit. But
these are complete and utter sociopaths.
Nah.
The guy?
Oh, the guy, yeah.
The guy.
I thought you meant the girlfriend.
Oh, no.
The girl's getting her.
The guy. Thinking that you're just going to, like, indefinitely get away with, like, dude, sleeping around.
My thought on this is shit always comes back.
Thank you.
Always.
Thank you.
No matter
you.
How it's good, like, you think, dude, you are at hiding things.
Yes.
It always
You're
comes
not
back.
In the year 20. The year of our Lord, 2021.
Come on. It's 2018.
Yes. Yeah.
Again.
Again.
No, man, I am a bad liar, and I'm glad that I know that because it makes me not lie very often at all because I can't keep shit straight.
Well, dude, I'm a good liar, but my conscience is so fucking heavy that I don't do it because I wouldn't be able to sleep at night.
Yeah.
Literally, that is...
Yeah.
Which is, I know that's terrible.
No,
but it's like,
all the time, and I am all the time, I'm like, how do people sleep at night? Like,
yeah, I know,
like
I couldn't do it. That's why I don't do it.
Most people are fucking sociopaths.
Yes.
But yeah, that's it for that one.
Love that.
It was pretty open and shut, but it was fucking hilarious, and
well,
I love it.
Well, so and we will. Well, I say we will. Allie, it would be amazing if you would include some of these photos in the newsletter. But I wanted to cover this one. Megan sent this to me, and it really is pretty fucking amazing. This one's from The Sun, so obviously take it with a grain of salt. Well, honestly, like most corporate media, I would say you can take it with a grain of salt. But
I love this one.
This one is called Camera Sly.
I saw this on TikTok.
You actually saw it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yes. I'm so glad that you did because obviously I'm not on TikTok, but I figured this might have been
gotta
big
get
enough.
On TikTok.
So I'm a proud catfish and never hide my fake teeth. My cruel trolls say my incredible transformation should be, quote, illegal. So, I have to say, this lady that is 36, supposedly, which, in my opinion...
Dude, the before photo...
She cleans up.
Before photo, it's like, tell me you've done meth without telling me.
I was going
to
make a meth
No, it really is. It really is. And so, but I do have to say, my heart kind of goes out because she was talking about, getting into the article, basically this lady is 36 years old. She, during her pregnancy, she didn't take care of herself a hell of a lot. Her calcium deposits in her teeth were basically sapped out, given to the child. So her teeth just either hollowed out or fell out.
Yeah.
So she has dentures top and bottom kind of thing.
At least they weren't, at least it wasn't drugs.
True, true.
Yeah.
But my God, which the teeth are the only thing that's that are like mildly off, in my opinion.
No, the hair.
The hair.
The hair.
Really?
Yeah.
The hair.
The hair.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're extensions. What,
are you talking about like the hairline?
No, her hair.
It's bad.
Keep scrolling down on the article, and you will see her hair.
What, that's you bad? You see
the picture right, right before she's coloring in her eyebrows? Like, yeah. It's really thin. It's cut weird.
Oh, no, I think she's I think she's got it pulled up on her head because she's gonna wear a wig.
No, she's
right?
I think her hair is bad to start with too.
Well,
though.
so what's the deal with this one then? Do you see what I'm saying? Doesn't it kind of look like she's got it pulled up?
You may have a point.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah,
but her hair looks fine. I think.
Yeah, that's true. In one picture, it looks fine. In one picture, it looks like
it's chopped up,
like a mess. Yeah, but she
literally
mullet.
Has a clip thing on the top.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, and I mean, like, it's not going to look like that unless it's the ends sure. of the hair, right?
Good.
No, I don't know.
This is more of a visual story.
Yeah, I know, and that's why I said that we've got it. And I apologize, terrible radio, but basically. Picture a legitimately meth, early in the meth addiction kind
By
of
By the
thing.
Way, lady, who, whatever your name is, we don't mean to, you know.
No, honestly, I say fucking more power to
and
her.
And I think
like,
she's
that's
leaning
awesome.
In. I think she's like, hey, yeah. I don't look great, but look how great I can look. Yeah. And well, I feel that.
And that's what she was talking about later on. Because basically what she did is she did a boatload of like...
it lists every product. And I'm yes.
Yeah. Well, so help me out with like... So concealer. Yeah. She used
Just
some stuff to like fill in eyebrows and stuff. Dude, but it literally takes her from looking like probably, like a 2 maybe to like an 8.
I would give her a 9.
9? 8
like,
or 9?
I would say she could be like an eyelash model or a lipstick model or something, like for real. Like, yeah. She
I mean,
could be
it
like
is,
a beauty influencer.
It is, yeah. Well, and the cool thing is that's exactly what she was talking about doing is like, and I... Something else, please. 2 photos that I would love. Teeth in, teeth out.
She's got her teeth out in the bottom picture.
Yeah. I just thought that was amazing because it's like...
Oh, in the newsletter?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it is just wild to me what people can do with makeup.
Yes.
But at the same time, I'm like... Not like
just say
I'm not
it.
Even,
just say it.
Well,
say
so
it.
I just think I'm a lover of practical horror stuff.
Sure,
and like the effects, and I'm like, oh my God! Well, if somebody can't make it look like somebody's eye is hanging out of their head, why couldn't they make somebody that's not that attractive look like a
fucking
supermodel?
I mean, and realistically, like, if you ask makeup companies what their purpose is, it is to make people more attractive, whether that's to other people or happier with themselves.
Yes.
It is to make them more attractive.
Plus more comfortable. I mean, hell, if they wanted, you know, which, and I'll stop with this because... You guys are completely right. This is more visual than...
interesting.
I had to cover this because I was just like,
I'm torn on this.
Wild.
Well, there's all kinds of things on TikTok where girls would be like... there's an audio that people will use and they're like, if I die, like if I'm missing, don't let them use my pictures from Instagram. They're like, this bitch does not exist. This bitch is not real. Like they'll like have a picture of them that looks like the after and they're talking looking like the before and they're like, this is the bitch that's missing. Like, she ain't real. Don't put her picture out there on flyers. She ain't out there.
Which is, honestly, that's kind of crazy.
I feel like day to day, I don't wear a shit ton of makeup.
Yeah.
But, like, if you looked at the amount of products I put on, you'd be like, you wear a shit ton of makeup. Well, but I don't, like, my face doesn't really look like it.
No, it
but
I'll tell you this right now. Yeah. No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell.
You can tell. I have eyeliner on. You can tell.
I'm just saying, like, I have been around women that I'm like, so when you peel off your face at the end of the night, like, Are you still? Are you still you?
Like, and I don't feel like I'm. Well, that no, I mean,
I'm not trying to be a dick.
No. But this drastic transformation.
Yeah, this is wild. This is wild.
Like, I'm going to go ahead and proclaim myself the controversial one of the group here, even though we all know it's Daniel.
He's a wild one.
I am torn on this one. Like, I would be pissed. And I feel bad saying that because...
Yeah. Why?
In reality, if you saw this girl on a dating site, looks, even though people do not want to say it, looks are like 80% of the first contact that they
have. But probably most of the time, mm-hmm. she looks like the after.
Yeah.
So if I met her and got to know her the way she looks.
Because you're only seeing on dates, right?
Okay. Right. And the connection, if there's a connection, but it's not strong enough.
Yeah.
And then I see her the way she looks naturally. I would probably be like, nah.
I feel that's just me. Like, I'm obviously not this drastic, but like without mascara, I look like a naked mole rat, and without filling my eyebrows in, I look sick, and I just have like kind of splotchiness on my face, so I like even that out with some concealer and stuff, and it's not that drastic. But without makeup, I look so androgynous.
Yeah.
That, like, with makeup, I'm like, look at this feminine bitch.
I'm actually going to argue with you on this. You have features that, like, no kidding, they're too feminine to be androgynous.
I don't. Kind of for real. Last night, there's a filter on Instagram where you can give yourself, like, stubble and some scars. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm a good looking dude.
Wait, time out. No, you start growing a beard now. Holy fuck. No, that.
It also had a beauty filter and it made me all glowy. And I was like, okay, this is real good. But no, like, but.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. I just dig.
And I don't feel like I look really, really made up most of the time.
Yeah.
But compared to my naked face, I pretty much am. Like, yeah. When I see my face without makeup, I'm like, who is this? I just don't do it, you know? So,
dude, no, honestly, when I see my face every morning, period, I fucking cringe at myself.
Man, I'm telling you, if guys started wearing like some under eye concealer and some mascara, you'd never stop.
I was realizing that like if I like tilt my head back so the light's right, I'm like, oh, I don't have bags under my eyes. Oh wait, I'm a 35-year-old dad. You know, it's like, but to put a pretty little bow on this one, I actually really liked. So she was getting some shit on the
obviously
yes on the socials. One person wrote, "This should be illegal." Another person said, "Absolute witchcraft," which I kind of agree, but also, at the same time, I'm like, talent.
That's the point.
Another person said to me, "That's false advertisement," which kind of falls in alignment, mm-hmm. but. Her response to all of this was, I'm a happily married mom of 15 years with 4 kids, and I wear makeup for me.
Yeah.
Good for her.
I'm also a makeup artist with the same rights as anyone else to wear it.
Yes.
I love it.
That's great. That is great.
So, and man, like, I'm not trying to date anybody. Yeah. I just like myself more with makeup.
And this is it. Okay, so I take a step back and I'm like, this woman is talented.
Yeah.
Like, you could become a makeup artist.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no shit. This just did. Yeah. Fucking seek this shit out because you are talented.
I'm also happy that she embraces it.
Yeah,
she
embraces it.
And she publicly put it out there. You know, a lot of people are self-conscious about it.
For sure.
But she has the confidence to say, this is what I do. This is me before, and this is me after.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So, I think there's I think TikTok has a lot of showing your unmade up self versus your made up self. Cause it's fun to see that like dichotomy.
Yeah.
But it'll be somebody that's like, I have 3 modes and it's like, 25-year-old father. I mean, this is a girl. It's like 25-year-old father, boy in middle school. And stripper.
Yeah.
But they'll show, because they're basically, like, their daily outfit is, like, a polo tucked into khakis for work. And then, like, the middle school boy will be like, basketball shorts and a wife beater.
Yeah.
And then the stripper will be like, them on a Saturday. No. But it's so cool to see. Like, it's, I feel bad for guys because it's not as socially acceptable for them to, like, if you guys were wearing this amount of makeup, people would be like, oh, look at this guy. And, like, if I am, they're like, oh, it's just a Tuesday.
Dude, whatever. I have so many, like, weird little allergies and shit. Yeah, I'd put something on and my eye would, like, get infected or something. And, like, but I'd just, I mean, like...
it's cool to see, like, women can really get away, especially more socially, with, like, I can wear what you're wearing and no one's going to question it. And I can wear a ball gown and no one's going to question it.
Yeah.
And you can't. And that sucks.
No, honestly, I tried to wear a ball gown the other night. Megan was like, take that off.
Question, did you tuck? You have to tuck.
No.
You can't show
the bulge. No, dude, like, I went fucking commando in this bad
voice. You can't show the bulge in a fucking skin-tight dress, man. Come on.
Well, I mean, fuck, man.
Daniel, were you showing bulge on Maine?
Damn it. You guys saw my photos?
No, I love the just option to transform like that, and no one's going to bat a fucking eye.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah, no, I absolutely love this. I just think this was kind of like a wholesome story to me.
Yeah, you know? I think there's a lot more people out there that can do this that don't do it every day, but they do.
I'm going to start doing it, and I'll be like, hey, ladies, what's up? I'm Catfish Larry.
Do it. If I saw a guy wearing, like, my eyeliner and mascara...
No, I'm just kidding.
I wouldn't even assume a guy is gay or anything. I would just be like, he figured out that mascara looks good. Good for him.
I have pimples, and I put concealer on it. Fucking sue me.
Good. Oh, no, dude. Good. I totally used concealer. Yeah. Like,
also...
Yeah. But at the same time, they don't make it this white. Slash fucking,
you mean,
like,
transparent?
Thank you! Damn it.
You need to get with the times. Elf makes an actual white. So you can mix it with stuff if you're a very, very light.
Yeah, because there are a lot of... It's pretty cool. Well, I'm not even going to know. I'm not, a goth, or whatever. I'm not getting into how I know this, but anyway. Let's move on.
All right.
Also,
yeah.
Beauty tip. Yeah. You can put Visine on your skin and it'll take redness off.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it works really well. Like, if you've got, like, a red spot on your face, it works really well.
There's a Visine for that.
Yeah. I heard, can't you get, use, like, and I'm made, yeah, anyway, toothpaste on, like, a zit to, like, get it to, like.
I wouldn't do that.
I don't know.
They make, like, drying
cream. I know you can use it to cover up a hole in the wall.
Yes.
Not a glory hole.
Okay, Kyle.
No, that's duct tape.
When you need to.
Just so you don't get scratched. I just can't.
Oh, God.
I need a beer. All right, where are we going from here, y'all?
Well, let's see. Let's do the perfect sign.
Yeah.
All right. So I should have had this pulled up before.
That's what she said.
Woman creates perfect sign to warn neighbors of her thieving cat. So if you were wondering why I kept emphasizing perfect, it's because it's spelled P-U-R-R-F-E-C-T.
Ooh, nice. Clever.
An Oregon woman made a hilarious attempt to return the items her cat has stolen. So the gist of this article... I'm just gonna skim through it, but the gist of it is, this lady made a sign that is on a post board. It says, "My cat is a thief. Please take these items if they are yours." And it has a picture of a black cat with a glove in its mouth,
like a green gardening glove, and it's perfect.
Yeah. I think I saw some posts about this.
A pole in the ground with like a clothesline, with a shit ton of gloves.
Yes,
on.
He knows what he's about.
Oh, that's amazing.
This cat has a glove kink. I don't know.
Nah.
He's a collector.
One finger, two finger, I don't know. Five fingers, I don't know.
So, my cat is a thief, in quotes, reads the large homemade sign, including the drawing of Esme with a glove in her mouth. So, the cat's name is Esme. Next to the sign is a
Wasn't the child from, like...
No, the mom was. Renesmee was the kid.
Yeah, but so, Esme was the mom?
So they
Esme's
and
the cat.
Then who is the
Renesme?
Yeah, but who is Ruh?
I think somebody's mom was Renee. So they
Renee and Esme. Yeah. And so Renesme.
Why do I know Twilight lore?
Yeah, I was gonna say. See,
I don't know.
So
Allie,
I know pop culture references without even seeing the shit.
This is proof that we've been doing the podcast too long because I start getting into it. Allie's like, no, stop talking. I got it.
As soon as he said Esme, I was like, oh fuck, Twilight.
So next to the sun is a small clothesline with numerous gloves and face masks. So far, it has worked a little bit. People come by and mostly take pictures, but we had the school bus drive by and take a few pair of gloves. It was a quote from Felmet. Felmet?
I don't know.
I guess that's her name, Felmet.
Yeah.
The sign glove has gone viral on social media with many Twitter users sharing the tale of their own cats bringing home ill-gotten goods. So not only is this little fucking purr kitten a thief, but apparently
he's in good company.
Yeah, a lot of cats. And if you subscribe to the newsletter, again, please do so. Allie will put this article on there, and you will see these funny ass tweets.
You gotta click through
of all the shit cats have brought over. So we have one that says we had a cat burglar who brought home, at various times, odd socks, mail, photographs, a t-shirt, and a bag of medium-length cable ties.
Medium-length cable ties.
Got these from the Capitol riot, boys.
Regularly had to sneak around reposting letters through the neighbor's door.
How are you stealing mail? How are you stealing mail?
Oh, man. So,
okay, I really like this one tweet down here that says, my cat used to come home with the collars of other cats. I was convinced he was a cat serial killer, and these were his trophies. I used to sleep with a knife under my pillow, and they've got this really menacing-looking cat.
Yes, that's awesome.
I love that.
Oh, man. So it's
holy
great
shit.
Stuff.
That's what was the cat's name again?
Esme.
Yeah.
Esme. Fuck.
We just talked about this.
I know. My God. Well, I apologize. Let me hit you guys with something from left fucking field.
Okay.
And I'm actually really excited to talk about this with you guys because I was taken aback. This came out of left field. Megan sent this to me and she was like, I started getting into the latter half of the article and Megan's like, oh, I didn't send that. Oh, I did send that to you. Anyway. Breastfeeding dads are possible with these new devices. Yeah, right. So.
Oh, my God. I hate it.
Yes, please, please.
Oh, I hate it.
So, basically what it is it is a device that was showcased at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas, by the tech firm from Japan known as Dentsu. It is a new breastfeeding system known as the Father's Nursing Assistant. So this
FNA,
sounds like a porn title, honestly.
So ugh. But we're gonna go a little bit more in depth into this because this is some wild stuff. So basically what it is a plastic chest.
It's a fake titty.
Fake titty, yes.
Yeah.
Fake pair that has a strap that it's like on one side, I guess the left side, it has a nipple that you can put breast milk or formula into the cavity behind the nipple and you can breastfeed a child.
Yeah, man, it's a satchel. Indiana Jones had one, so...
No. Indiana Jones ain't wearing this shit.
No.
That was a quote from Hangover in case one caught it.
Sorry. Okay. I get it.
Okay, wait.
Yes. Please.
Let me have a tangent.
Okay.
Yes.
Have you ever seen that experiment that's like, we took a monkey from its mom and we gave it this like, a hard plastic mom and the monkey grew up fucked up?
No.
Okay, well, this is a huge thing, and I think about it all the time.
Okay.
Also, like, fuck off. Why do you have to ruin that baby monkey's life?
Because we're fucking humans and we like to experiment on shit.
Yeah, I mean, like, anything that we see as lesser forms kind of thing in nature, you know?
The mom almost looked like a shitty Furby, but, like, didn't actually do anything. Just, like, and the baby monkey was, like, really, like, fucked up because it didn't have, like, the nurturing warmth and stuff.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, because you are literally getting into my next point.
Well, all I can think is how clinical this feels compared to, like, the skin-to-skin interaction.
Which is
does it have a warmer in it?
Oh,
so yeah, even if it does...
Please let me go on.
No.
No, more questions, no answers. Shut up. No. So the wearable device lets dads feed baby as mom would and promotes skin to skin contact between fathers and infants. Period. Okay, hard stop. I'm sorry. This is not skin to skin. This is skin to fucking plastic. Yeah.
No, there's like, no way. No,
the skin to skin contact.
It's very important.
And please come at me, bros, or come at me, ladies. tetherradio@gmail.com. Please, I would like for someone to explain to me how this is considered skin to skin contact.
It's not, dude.
Thank you.
Especially in early childhood. Skin to skin contact is very important for a child.
Did you ever let Chase lay on your chest, like bare chest?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's fucking skin-to-skin dad contact. Yeah.
Especially because, you know, babies at first, they don't really have great eyesight.
Yeah. Yeah,
no. So, like, it's important for them to feel the warmth and feel,
the,
you know...
The just, comfort and, like, the just... Yes.
If a child grows up feeling this shit every now and then, I don't know.
It seems very strange.
Even if you're feeding with a bottle, you're still holding them.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Your forearms, all of this.
I was not exaggerating about how it looks like a bad Furby. Oh, it's like a wire cage with a shitty monkey fake head on it.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's terrible. That also looks from, like, what, the 50s? 60s?
66.
Okay. But I agree. That's fucked. So one of the fake breasts in quotation marks, holds the milk or formula. Well, I already told you guys about that. So we've established this is, I get where they're trying to go with this. I think they're missing the mark pretty hardcore personally.
Yeah.
Now. This is where we're like, oh yeah, you know how science is great? Well, let me tell you how science is great. So a design student in the UK, from Marie Claire Springdom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, I'm sorry, her name is Marie Claire. Wow, okay. I was thinking it was anyway.
The magazine.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Marie Claire Springham. Has invented a, quote, chest feeding kit that could help fathers induce lactation and nurse their babies.
Wait.
Okay, so sorry. I'm open to questions.
Daniel, right here in the front row, please.
Yes. Yeah, uh-huh.
Do you have milk in your titties?
Also from the back.
Thank you. In the back.
I have a question from the back.
Go ahead.
Don't you need hormones to produce milk?
I'm glad you asked that.
Mammary gland?
Thank you. All right, let's cruise on. Right. The kit contains a pump and a compression vest, and it also contains hormones.
Okay.
Fathers-to-be would start taking progestin as soon as they learned they're going to be a dad, and 6 weeks before the due date, they'd start taking domperidone, which would trigger hormones to start milk production.
I
did not realize y'all had the glands for that.
So, funny story about that.
Oh, I hate this already.
Daniel milked hormones. Himself one day.
No. Hormones are a hell of a drug.
Uh-huh.
And there are actually, and I don't have this in front of me, and I know I've
Thank God.
Brought this up.
Not only is cocaine
yet in front of me. Get something. Oh no, I got it all over my computer.
I ran out of creamer, so I had to improvise.
No, so
y'all
okay.
would. This is why guys are not allowed to lactate.
Guys Thank would you. Squirt each you other
with really. Totally. It's like, hey Larry, right in your eyebrow. No. Okay. 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 Like, I get the first part of this article. Yeah. I understand that, like, you know, which they or the lady that was developing this was talking about how, like, men feel left out and stuff. And I'm like, you know what? Well, time out. Allie is giving me the
side
I'm
eye.
Just going to put the glaring. Glance. Yeah. So I get it. I understand how guys are like, oh, well, I want to be involved too, but, yes, there's the glare again. Thank you, Allie. But it's one of these things that it's like, this is no.
Okay,
no.
So controversial maybe for some people, but the mother carries a child yeah. to full term. Nine. Okay, you might
I
like
know,
this.
I know. You know what? I felt like I needed a big sigh.
I'm glad that you guys are like into this article also, because I was just like, what?
The mother carries a child for full term 9 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that if you take away the her ability, I don't know what I would call it, but I would say her right, I don't know.
Yeah.
To hold her own child and feed the child. I can understand if she's tired, because obviously new mothers are always tired.
Okay, so real quick, they actually did bring up one example, and actually I believe it was the only example, is there were issues with the child feeding on the mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
but they make special please. Nipples for those.
Yeah, and my thing is, okay, they also make formula for that. And
yeah,
kids,
sometimes you don't want formula fed. You know?
Well, no, and I dig, but like...
You want free-range chicken. Yeah,
and I also dig that.
Show title, free-range chicken.
Free-range babies. Free-range titty. That?
Free-range titty!
Damn it, is that going to get us kicked?
Nah. No, I think probably this is for cases where the mom, for some reason, can't breastfeed. Yeah. Like, maybe she doesn't.
Or if the mom didn't survive
right.
the
mom didn't survive.
Yeah.
Or if it's two dads adopting.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be a lot of things.
I do like this one with the syringe.
I think that's really wholesome.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna lie,
and that's
Larry,
skin,
would you do that?
Yeah, I mean, it depends.
Because I'm not going to lie, probably wouldn't. Unless it was like...
It depends on the situation.
Okay.
So, like, let's
and
say...
That's,
okay, but did y'all read the caption of that? That's not even the dad. That's a nurse.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I thought that the nurse, it hooked him up. Yeah, this super rad nurse made an epically killer offer.
Okay, I misread
so,
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, to each their own.
So, rock and roll, I get it. I'm at a loss of words, because
God,
I'm just like,
if we get the breastfeeding community after us, we're done. They're insane. Oh God.
Oh, fucking titty pumpers, come at us.
Oh God.
Oh, that made a bit no,
oh, hell.
Bad idea.
No, I think that it's just, it's one of these things that I feel like, I don't know, dude, you guys fucking know me. I'm a complete and utter traditionalist.
Yes.
That it's like, fucking A, man. Like, a woman, if she doesn't want to breastfeed the child, I completely respect that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, if you want to pump, and then I'll feed them, or if you want to give them formula or whatever, I completely respect the options and stuff.
I think it's cool to have one more option.
And I mean, and I completely agree. My thing is, man, you got to watch it when you start drugging yourself and like going against science, man. This is fucking science.
And I also just wonder about taking those hormones, what else it would do to you.
What's the long-term effect?
Thank you.
Emotionally, long-term, like, physically, like, if you're still young and you're still growing, like, say if you're just like 19 or something, like, I don't know.
I'm not gonna lie, if I grew a pair of titties,
more than I already have.
No, I know. I just, like, Larry said that, and I looked down, and I was like, I hope he's not looking at me. Like,
I don't know. I don't know.
Y'all can have these. They're heavy.
My back already hurts.
But it was that was actually one of my bigger things that I was, like, talking to Megan about, is I was like, okay, it'd be super cool if you knew for a fact that you could do this, and it was like,
yeah,
it's going to be short term. Yeah. As soon as you stop, everything's going to 100% go back to normal. But man, when you're fucking with hormones, hormones are some crazy things, you know? So it was just a lot.
Also,
and, yeah,
my balls. Are they going to shrink?
And because
I won't be able to insert them into anyone's butt.
No.
Oh, my God. It's true. Honestly, they'd be more easily insertable.
On that note.
When we go from grade A eggs to Tic Tacs, it's easy.
Okay.
All right. Well, I believe that's probably enough lactating for this episode. Please, so, yes, let me put these bad boys away. So, what else we got, y'all?
Okay, so this is very my brand, but you know the concept of Spotify. Like, you don't even have to pay for it, but if you pay for it, you just have all that music.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So basically, people are like, "Why don't we have that for books?" And wait, I'm like, good
isn't
question.
Isn't that Amazon Unlimited?
No, because that's Spotify is basically all music, and Kindle Unlimited is limited.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Damn.
Got him.
Bezos, you son of a bitch.
So this is pretty cool. Slate wrote this up about a lot about how libraries work and ebooks and stuff. And I thought this was going to be really in the weeds, but it's not that deep.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool. All
right.
So the number of digital books borrowed from libraries.
Wait, I'll fuck that one up.
Fuck off.
You want to call the Amberlam?
I hate you.
Dude, no, time out. We're from the South.
No.
We're not from the South.
I try not to talk like it.
I mean, we all try, but I mean, fuck.
I don't say it that way. I misspoke.
And the verdict says... You are from the South.
No! Okay. The number of digital books borrowed from libraries hit 289 million in 2020, and that was up 33% over the year before.
Fuck yeah.
Well, also, pandemic.
Yeah. Well, no, I know, but I mean...
good.
Still, people are reading. No. Good.
I know.
At least they're not watching TV, so...
Speak
for yourself. Don't call me out like that.
Did you watch Tiger King?
Larry's like, shots fired. And by the way, I watched it 2.5 times. Uh-huh. So
we're all like, give us more.
I also read a lot of books. I didn't finish it.
Yeah, it kind of trailed off.
It gets very depressing.
Yes.
Welcome to my life.
Anyway. Okay, so basically, ebooks have this weird like licensing and stuff. So when a library gets an ebook, they don't just own it. They only get... So one example they gave was Macmillan, which is a huge publisher. A typical deal with Macmillan before COVID was that public libraries had to pay $60 for one ebook, and they could lend it out either 52 times or for 2 years, whichever came first, after which they had to repurchase it.
Okay.
So, like, when people are like, oh, it's an ebook, why can't everybody borrow it?
That's a lot
of
money for one book, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So publishers like lowered some prices and stuff during COVID, and they loosened some rules, but not fully. And some publishers refuse to let libraries get access to any of the ebooks that they publish. Specifically, Amazon does this. And
you think Bezos is giving, you think he's running a charity?
That's how he started. With books.
Uh-huh. Oh, dude, he's at POS. Yeah. So.
And then other big publishers, Macmillan, again, have withheld new releases from libraries. So basically, like, this book comes out May 1st, and you can't get it from the library till September 1st.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So then people are going to, especially people that are into books, that are wanting to keep up with stuff, they really want to read this, and they don't want to wait for it to come to the library. And even if it comes to the library 4 months later, there might be a hold list on it.
Yeah.
So they're going to buy it,
yeah.
Which makes the publisher more money.
Can you open up a privately owned library, or does it have to be a government thing?
I guess you could, but you wouldn't get government funding.
But you could also.
But if you're dealing, well, if you're dealing with like digital copies of stuff that like you're able to lend out 52 times, kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's interesting. But yeah,
it's
anyway.
Really complicated. There's a lot of laws about it.
Yeah.
So. There's this whole...
It's almost like the creators are getting fucked either way.
Well, I mean, because, you know, you do have bookstores. I know that you have bookstores, but you're selling it. You're not, renting. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
For sure.
So, with physical books... unlike with physical books, courts have said that libraries have no right to buy an ebook and then lend it to their members. So, they can only license that ebook, and then they can also deny that license to a library or condition the right to lend it. Like... that you only get it if you pay a shit ton more money. Like, mm-hmm. There's all these really weird restrictions.
That's stupid. Hmm.
Yeah, basically, like, state legislators are trying to, like, change this and try to, like, force publishers' hands, but it's just not really working. University libraries and their student patrons, electronic textbooks are way more pricey. By one estimate, publishers refuse to license 85% of electronic versions of textbooks to university libraries, forcing students to either buy directly from a publisher or do without. And then there's the survey they referenced that they did a survey across 82 campuses, and they found that 65% of students have skipped at least buying one textbook because of how much it costs.
Dude, textbooks 100%. Are fucking expensive as shit.
And especially when you, like, roll out to grab one and they're like, oh, no, it's just, like, a bunch of loose leaf pieces of paper. Yes. You have to collate your own fucking textbook.
Yeah.
And it's
you
like,
have to spiral bound it yourself.
Yeah, like, it's like, whoa. What?
There
yeah.
have been
it's
times
like, I don't even get it fucking bound. Like, what?
There have been times when if it's not at the used bookstore... I've had to go on Craigslist and be like, hey, does anyone have this book?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, I've got this book. You can have it for $20, but you still have to pay like $150 for the like digital key to do some bullshit online quizzes.
Well, and then
dude, it's a fucking joke.
There's also
academia.
Like you'll buy a $150 textbook and you will use it twice in that semester. And you're like, thanks, motherfucker. Why did I buy this book?
Yeah. And then, literally the next semester, it's like, oh, well, I took it last semester. Oh, no. They have a new edition. They put some these, ands, and buts in there.
Or,
like, a couple
or
spaces.
You have a class where the fucking professor is like, we're not really going to go with the book.
Yes.
It's like, then why the fuck did I buy it?
This is your required reading. We're not going to go with the book.
Yeah. The fuck?
Fuck you, academia.
So, and then there's also this thing where when they do make an e-textbook available at universities, a lot of times it's more than 10 times more than the retail price, and a lot of times it has other conditions and subscriptions that make the cost even higher.
Yeah.
So they quote a librarian who is working on a protest, like, to try to change this, saying you have to pay thousands for a package with a few ebooks you need and a lot of things that you don't need that come in the package. Like, what?
I'm once again calling out for, hey, if Anonymous, if you're listening, put this on your agenda.
Right.
Right.
So, I mean, like,
come on, man.
So there's also this legal distinction between selling physical books and licensing ebooks, and that's a reason that subscription book services like a Spotify type thing for books have mostly failed or have limited book availability. Publishers have the right to sell books, but authors retain the copyrights that would allow licensing to monthly subscription services. Mm-hmm. And they also get their own demands for fair compensation, which, good.
Yeah.
You wrote this book, and it probably took a long time. You should get paid for it.
Yeah.
So, and I never know how to pronounce this. I pronounce it scribd, but I think Nikki calls it scribed, but it's spelled S-C-R-I-B-D. They do ebooks and audiobooks, and a lot of people use it instead of Audible. And it's pretty cheap. I think it's like $10 a month. And it's what this article calls the most successful surviving version of a subscription book service that's like online digital.
Yeah.
But it lacks a lot of popular books. And I have used it. And while it's a really cool concept, it's really limited as far as what's on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you still hit some cap really quickly, but no one seems to figure out what that cap is.
They're like, you can't download anymore. Why?
So
it'll seriously be like, so you're locked until this date, and it'll be like 20 days from now. And I'm like, for what?
So the cost of a VPN is like $80 a year.
We are not preaching for pirating
we
books.
Are
We're
not,
trying to make it legal.
We are not.
No, it's not pirating. It's just creating.
It's borrowing
several different. Manners to it's, borrow.
It's peer-to-peer sharing. Yeah, it's like you're borrowing a book from a person.
Metallica is coming after us.
Lars and his band of fucking idiots can fuck himself. And Metallica is not that good. I'm right. Sorry.
Okay, so as far as textbooks go.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we're back to textbooks.
The authors are who?
McGraw-Hill, like,
there's
fucking
usually
Penguin,
multiple
like,
editors and stuff.
Yeah.
That's
I don't think, authors, I'm if, sorry, if, I was thinking
if,
publishers.
If you're,
yeah.
If you're a huge corporation that you know, supplies books for all these universities.
Are you trying to say it's a racket?
Yes.
It is.
You should
no.
know.
We're not arguing.
You no, should. Time out. Dude, we're going to get canceled. Come and on.
I would not be surprised if they received government funding for doing this. So,
dude.
Fucking probably.
All of these fucking cronies are in bed together. Like, literally.
Once
it's
again.
It's like, there is no such thing as a difference between the fucking mob and our government. Like,
once again, we're period. Not a, we're not a political podcast. So if you listen to an hour and a half in, yeah. We're just ranting at this point. The crispy boys have kicked in.
Yeah.
So they also talk about Amazon Unlimited or Kindle Unlimited, yeah. Which nearly 50% of paid ebooks downloaded are now self-published,
mm-hmm.
because you can self-publish on Amazon and then opt your stuff into
my dad wrote a porno.
He self-published Amazon. Yeah,
he was self-publishing. Yeah. And by the way, if you have not heard of that podcast,
yes.
please, good. It is free and holy hell. It
Man,
is
it worth your money?
It is, yeah, no shit. It is funny as hell. So,
it's so funny.
But yeah, it is very graphic, obviously. The title is My Dad Wrote a Porno. So. Yeah.
But basically, this just says, like, you know, they need to be able to improve library access to ebooks, and they also need to make
How
sure.
How about just books?
Yeah. Well, okay, so COVID sort of canceled physical books, you know, like a lot.
So we have proven studies that coronavirus can reside in books for periods of time.
Just like studies say that COVID did not come out until 8 o'clock at night.
So. Thank you. No, I saw the studies that it hates nighttime. No.
But I think this is more leaning daytime. Toward ebooks and stuff because
yeah. Okay.
Those should be more easily attainable. There's
yeah,
not
totally.
Printing costs. There's not, you know.
100%. I dig.
But they're just saying that there's a whole thing called a federal public lending right,
mm-hmm.
which is a mechanism that 35 nations around the world, including almost all of Europe, use to offer authors their payments for each book, physical or digital, borrowed from a library. Basically, there's like a whole movement to try to get this going, and it functions on the two principles of the need for society to provide free access to books and the right of authors to be remunerated for their work. Makes sense.
Yeah.
And also, if we do this, it could keep Amazon's book bullshit in check.
Rock and roll, yeah. Man.
So I mean, Bezos honestly. Launches himself into space, we should not let him back in. So.
Sure, yes.
Oh, wait. I thought it was a one-way trip, man. Jesus.
I don't know. I think it's pretty cool. I think
that's super
I
cool,
hope
dude.
that changes and gets easier because I love ebooks and audiobooks from the library and stuff, but it's crazy. Like, a new book will come out, and it's like the whole time is 6 months for the ebook. And I'm like, just let me read it on my Kindle.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Well, and it would seem like there'd be some way that it's like, oh, okay, so whatever institution that you're trying to borrow it from or whatever, oh, we can let out a couple extra copies, and there's like a small upcharge
kind of
thing,
right?
They
do look at... If they have a really high demand on, mm-hmm. like, the hold list and stuff, they will sometimes buy more copies.
Yeah.
So they do consider that, but, like, it's not always in their budget,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, for sure.
It's crazy.
For sure.
Yeah, I don't know how books work, so.
I know. You can't read.
Says the man that comes to book club with no books
One of
read.
The first times I ever
But I love, honestly, I'm going to give a high five because
you're a good sport.
You show up and you fucking are in.
I am the person that you, okay, so.
You're the everyman.
You're talking about the book and I'm like, explain it to me like I'm a 5-year-old.
No, I'm not hating on you by any stretch. I love it, dude.
I've told friends, I'm like, it's cool because Larry doesn't read the book, but he comes to book club and he still has a good time because you still have stuff to say about the concept.
And questions and questions that we're not going to fucking ask because maybe...
You read it.
Because maybe we read it. You're right.
Yeah. But one of the first times I ever like had a conversation with Larry, I was like, do you read? And he was like, I can read. No.
My exact quote was, I have the ability to read.
And I was like, well, that answers that, motherfucker.
But okay, so in I guess my defense, I guess, not that I should be defending, but anyway, I started talking to Allie and she starts talking to me about books and I'm like, well, I mean, like I read a little bit, you know, I mean, like, but dude, I did not read even remotely as much as I read now. Before I started hanging out with Allie. I'm not going to fucking lie to anybody.
Kind
about
of
that
like
shit.
When you started talking to me about podcasting, I'm like, have you heard about this equipment?
True. Now, time out. In my own defense, I had already been running a podcast for roughly 2 years. Yeah. I just had a shitty audio quality podcast for 2 years. So. but no, dude, I'm telling you, I think that we have the trifecta that has come together, and my God, when our powers combine, we make the most listenable podcast in the universe. No. And on that note, I think that I'm going to look. I can see.
We're at 1:30.
Yeah. Minus 8 minutes, which is 125, which is good enough. Because
that's good.
I need enough time to put on my outfit, which is today is going to be a coconut bra, a grass skirt, and some roller skates.
What the fuck? Is this a stripper Sonic?
Oh my god! Who ordered the mango peach slush?
I made a reference to you having assless chaps the other day, and somebody was big concerned. They're like,
does he really?
I was like, you
of
don't
course
to
I do.
See
this. Do you know me?
This is the reason why we need video Patreon. Because it will give you behind the scenes of what happens.
Do you realize that then I have to come up with my wardrobe?
You're just super
impressive. The runway, but for like cosplay kink.
I'm like, dude, I hit up furriesallday.com. They don't have a Sonic suit. Fuck.
I am totally putting, I'm doing a poll on this. I'm going to, if people would be interested in watching us on Patreon, like recording, that'd be great. Yeah.
Dude, hey, plus hit it'd be us like up.
Early, I don't know, we can discuss this later.
All right, let me get this stuff on, my God. Anywho, so we have just hit you guys with episode 154 of the Tether Radio Podcast. That was a weird inflection. And you're welcome. Let us know what you guys thought about this one. I don't know. Did you like it? Did you not like it? Allie's like, honestly, Allie's like, I'm not sure I liked it. Anywho, let us know what you guys thought. You can send all of that stuff to tetherradio@gmail.com. That is tetherradio@gmail.com. We are on Jack Dorsey's Twitter sphere. He's under some heat lately.
Yeah.
And I kind of like it. Yeah. But we're still at Tether_radio. Same handle on old Zuck's Instagram @Tether_radio. Facebook, all one word, Tether Radio. We've got the Tether Radio After Dark Facebook group. I'm not going to lie. If you guys listen to an episode... Like my main dude, Matt, and I'm just going to say Matt R, because there's a couple Matts in there. Anyway, shoot some polls on the group, because I'm not going to lie.
Especially if they're roasting Larry.
Larry loves them. No, it is always fun to know that you guys are listening and wanting to be involved, man, because we love the involvement. So, yeah, hit us up at Tether Radio After Dark Facebook group. We've got Read with Tether, which I believe we have a book and date now.
Yes.
Right?
July 22nd.
Yeah.
Is that a Thursday? Because you picked
that
it.
That is, yes, okay. Correct. I made sure, I promise.
Oh, I did write it down. Okay, yeah. So July 22nd, we're going to do video stuff again, and it's called North American Lake Monsters. Daniel picked some weird books.
I picked some super weird books. Basically, it was going to be crime, thriller, horror, crossover kind of stuff. Yeah. So,
but this is a like short story anthology of horror stuff,
mm-hmm.
and it says, these are love stories and also monster stories. Sometimes these are monsters in their traditional guises. Sometimes they wear the face of parents, lovers, or ourselves. It sounds like a lot, but it sounds pretty cool.
It sounds like a really good one to talk
about.
Yeah, so.
And it's rated pretty well. It's rated 4.0 on Goodreads.
Oh, 4. Wow, good. Okay. Yeah, I thought most of them were like 3.9. So.
Yeah, I think this one was probably the highest rated of what you really? Sent me, and it sounded good. So.
Okay, rock and roll. So July 22nd, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, and it won a Shirley Jackson Award, which is pretty cool.
Okay,
it's a horror book award.
Okay.
She wrote Haunting of Hill House.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Rock and roll. Yeah. Have you read that?
No.
Okay. Because I've heard it's good.
What else did she write? She wrote a handful of things.
Watch this show.
She wrote The Lottery, if you've ever read that.
Uh-huh.
It's like a short story, very Hunger Games prequel kind of thing.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
All right. We also have the Tether Radio newsletter that goes out every Monday before the full episodes. Allie kills it every fucking week. No shit. If you don't even listen to the podcast, sign up for the newsletter because it is that fucking good. So you can sign up for that at tetherradio.substack.com or by going to our pinned tweet.
Also, Jason just told me the other day that he didn't subscribe to it, and I was like, what the fuck, Jason?
This just in, Jason.
But then, next time I saw him, he's like, okay, so I subscribed, and it was so easy. I did it at a red light, dude. And I was like, I know, man. I'm saying it's easy to do.
Literally, URL, then type in your email address.
There might be a like check here that you're not a robot, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
But honestly, we actually love robots too. So.
Come on down.
We
don't discriminate, man. Keep an eye out for this week's Untethered or Tether Radio Untethered. This is going to be episode 25.
That sounds right. I forgot to look.
I'm just going to say 5.
Perfect.
So I believe it's 25, but if it's not, it's 24. And if it's not that, it's something else. So.
25 or 26 or maybe 23 somewhere around there.
You go.
Spotify will not load for me to tell you I'm trying my
Here, let me give you a filler.
It's just refreshing. Hello. Nope, it's fucked. Nope. I don't know. Right, anyway, good. It's 25-ish.
I believe it. Honestly, I think it's... I think it's 24. So, anyway, check that out on Thursday.
It's 25, you fools.
Thanks, Larry.
Larry, you're the best. Anywho, thank you guys so much for joining us for episode 154 of the Tether Radio Podcast. I'm Daniel.
I'm Allie.
And I'm your drunk Uncle Larry. I'm going to crack open another PBR. Here we
stop
go.
Touching me there.
No.
Anywho, thank you guys so much for joining us. And be sure to check out The Untethered on Thursday. Take it easy, friendos.
Bye.
Bye.